Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, y'all, 7 Rounds in Heaven is back. We're brought to you by Sports Drink. The first Shrine Bowl practice is behind us, and Senior Bowl players are beginning to arrive in Mobile. It's draft season, baby. It is I, Rob Paul, a.k.a. the Eric Galco to AJ's Jim Nagy.
Mm-hmm.
And joining me as always is AJ. Harbaugh really lied to us all. Marchese.
Mr. Walmart came to Ann Arbor and begged Jim. Okay? You know, like that's how you know you're built different as a program, all right?
Today we're continuing our 2023 Senior Bowl special by breaking down the prospects to watch on the national team. Let's hit it.
Seven
rounds in heaven with my baby. Driving out to KC, maybe. Looking for Stroud or a Bryce Young. Who's gonna wear a Hawaiian shirt today?
Who's gonna put ketchup on a stick?
Who's gonna find a steal? In the fifth, the home team. Let's go 7 rounds. Let's go 7 rounds together. Let's go 7 rounds forever. And that's a song.
Today's episode of 7 Rounds in Heaven is brought to you by Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. Sports Drink is a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and not sports. They're here to help us grow and to hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats, so go check them out online or on social. Go to sportsdrink.org or open Instagram and type in @sportsdrink, spelled like sports drink without the vowels. All we ask is that you close the door behind you. We're trying not to let the funk out. All right, Senior Bowl Day 2. Within an hour of us recording yesterday, Jim Nagy finally released the quarterbacks.
He goofed us, Rob.
He got us. He got us good. And all I can say is, next year we'll wait even longer.
Mm-hmm. We learned our lesson.
Jim Nagy runs my life. That being said, the national team quarterbacks are Jaren Hall, Jake Haner, Malik Cunningham, while the American team quarterbacks are Clayton Tune, Tyson Bagent, Max Duggan, and Hendon Hooker, who won't be participating. He split them perfectly, so I know why it took him so long.
Yeah, it was a tough choice, but he did it perfect. You gotta give a round of applause to old Jimmy.
I'm actually excited. I kind of like the way they split it, because I want to see Tyson Bagent next to Max Duggan specifically, the D2 guy versus the Heisman finalist, and let's really take a look.
That's a good take. I like that.
And that's the only time we'll talk about the quarterbacks today, because to yesterday's episode. When we broke down the American team, we started the show with the Senior Bowl quarterback rundown. So, AJ can't wait to talk about them all as rookies on the rookie QB rundown.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. All right, before we get into this, who got to win this game? Who are you cheering for, Rob, the national team or the American team?
As a Jake Haner truther, I actually am hoping for the American team because I need that chip on his shoulder for his rookie year.
Yeah, that's good too. I'm cheering American too.
Oh, really? Yesterday you said you've been a long-time national fan, I thought.
You know, you gotta,
or maybe you said the opposite. I forgot.
You got to change it up sometimes. Like, when you say national, it could be any country. It could be any. But when you say America, there's only one America. North, that's Central, true. Forget about them. It's the United States.
I think the American team is better, to be honest.
I do too.
So, with that being said, let's get into the national team. Actually, before, I just want one more quarterback question for you. Of the 7 Senior Bowl quarterbacks, who starts a game in the NFL first? Keeping in mind that Hendon Hooker tore his ACL.
Yeah, it'll still be Hendon Hooker.
Nope. Wrong. Max Duggan as an H-back.
Just grit. Just pure grit. I like that.
Okay. 2022 Senior Bowl National Team Special. The coaches, the main coaches. Raiders DC Patrick Graham will act as head coach. Saints quarterback coach Ronald Curry will be the OC. That's a fun one.
Yep.
And a good one for me. The Steelers corner coach Grady Brown will be the DC. So look for Mike Tomlin to draft all these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. All the guys.
All of them. Too bad we didn't get Osiris Torrance on this team because we know the Steelers are getting him.
It's weird how popular that is as a mock.
Well, it's because they're reuniting Kevin Dotson and Big Osiris. That's from the Raging Cajuns guard combo there.
So true.
All right, let's get into it. Most excited to see on offense on the national team. Who is getting your juices flowing?
Yeah, I'm boring in terms of I'm just going back to the offensive line group. I think most excited on offense and defense is the offensive line and the defense line.
That is correct.
What else is new? Specifically, big old DeJuan Jones. You know, like
that.
Go ahead, yeah.
That's who I put as well. So I'm going to audible, but talk it up.
I got a couple other names. I mean, but yeah, for DeJuan Jones,
one per.
Oh, sorry. Just not that he was in Paris Johnson's shadow at all, but it's just fun to see him like truly get the spotlight as coming into the week as the highest rated offensive tackle potentially there for some people.
Everyone's in DeJuan Jones' shadow.
That's because he's a massive man. That's so true. But I think in general, just the like seeing Jalen Duncan going out there and try to reignite the fire for him. Freeland going out and just seeing how much he can elevate his stock. Then just personally, I mean, I want to see Olu just kick ass too. And I'm not sure where his stock is right now. So he could be a guy that comes out of this week smelling like roses in the center group. So I think just as a whole, this whole offensive line group is who I want to watch.
Yeah, specifically with DeJuan Jones, 6'8", 360. I thought he took a major leap in pass protection this season.
Yeah.
He's my high. I know I lied yesterday, but he is my highest rated tackle at the Senior Bowl. And I truly believe like if he puts together a good week, looks good against speed rushers, looks like he can move well enough in space, because that's really the big thing with him. He's so big. How does he move? Can he bend? Seeing him check those boxes, I think he could really sneak into the back end of the first round, partially because this offensive tackle group really falls off after Paris Johnson, Broderick Jones, and Pierce Gronsky. Like, someone's going to get pushed up.
Yeah.
Could it be him? The excitement of his size. He's a ridiculously powerful run blocker. So I think the trench play is always the most exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most exciting guy specifically in that group is DeJuan Jones.
I agree. And, like, it feels like this, on both teams, the trench play is just above and beyond the most exciting. Yeah.
It's like safeties in the trench play.
Yeah, really.
The safety groups are really good.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, on the defensive side, I got to go to the trench play again. And I put three names down. I know I'm breaking the rules. But honestly, first and foremost, I want to see Andre Carter in the spotlight of Mobile. A guy, you know, unless you're a true football fan, you're not watching too much Army football week in, week out. He's in, you know, he's not, you know, it's goofy football at Army. So just seeing him, you know, true one-on-ones against DeJuan Jones, against dudes, seeing what he can do. I mean, there's been first-round rumblings, like, in you know, a while ago. I feel like it's been quiet, you know, since mid-season. So, like, just seeing where the hell what type of week he can put up and see where he ends up. And that's another guy, like, he could absolutely have a huge week and shoot up the boards, too.
Yeah, I think I'm, like, comparing just we talked all about the trench play yesterday on the American team. I think the national team has kind of maybe less overall talent on the defensive line, but more guys with question marks like Andre Carter.
Yeah.
Who, like, athletically, it's really exciting. What's he look like in these one-on-ones? I think there's just a lot of answers we're going to get out of 3 days of practice with this group.
Yeah, I mean, not to keep on tooting, but to the same point about athleticism, Adi Adebowale from Northwestern, like, that's another guy. I really, really want to see him kick some ass one-on-ones. You know, speaking of DeJuan Jones, I mean, I know it wasn't him, but that Ohio State game, he was an absolute manimal. And so just like, athletic monster, and just seeing him go in and kick ass is going to be a ton of fun. And go ahead.
Just with Addy, like, he's so explosive, and his best game came against the best team Northwestern played. But he's also interesting because his shape, he's built a little weird. Like, he's 6'2", 280 is his listed size. So seeing what that looks like against some of these tackles, and, like, maybe he's going to being able to generate power the way he can with that explosiveness and kind of the natural leverage. Like, I want to see DeJuan Jones take him on. Like, that's such a 6-inch difference in height. Like, that'll be really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. How about you on the defensive side?
Also sticking on the defensive line, Keon White's kind of one of my favorite guys.
That's my next name, actually. I'm glad I didn't say it. Yeah, I like Keon White a lot, too.
Georgia Tech pass rusher who started his career at Old Dominion. 6'5", 286. Like, he looks like a star SEC defensive lineman. Yeah, like, he's going to be one of the body beautiful guys, I think. And another guy who is a kind of freaky athlete, really explosive. Like, you'll see him. I forget what game it was. He literally carried a running back wheel route downfield, like, at 286 pounds.
Yeah,
he's a guy who at Old Dominion, he was playing inside, kind of kicked more outside at Georgia Tech, but has that defensive line versatility. Really, really impressive power rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Just long arms, just massive.
The get off is great, especially for a guy his size.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I feel like generally the guys with that first step explosion aren't built like this.
No, definitely.
So, I think for him, it's really kind of unlocking those hands.
Exactly.
Because it's kind of just leaning on the explosiveness and the power. So I want to see him in these one-on-ones kind of use his hands more. And he's a guy who I think it's been building slowly for him. Like, probably top 12-ish edge rusher in a pretty good class. I think he leaves the week as a clear top 10, top 8.
Yeah, and like you said, if he goes out and, like, he's just throwing moves all over the place, not just winning with that size and athleticism, yeah, I totally agree. He could be a huge riser.
Going to non-FBS guy to watch, I think, like yesterday, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's clearly North Dakota State's Cody Mock.
And I have a question for you about Cody Mock.
Yeah, Mock on, buddy.
Given the way, and I think you referenced it a little bit yesterday, kind of the way they've split the offensive linemen, do you think Cody Mock will be playing inside this week?
I think we'll see a lot of it, yeah, because the splits are kind of odd, both teams. And
they put all the centers on this team.
Yeah. No, I think we'll see it, yeah. I don't know. Like, I think, you know, even, like, guys that really aren't projected either way, you know, to play outside or play inside, we see them split time at times. It's a lot of word salad there, in Mobile. But no, I think we'll really see Mock getting looks both inside and outside, in team and in one-on-ones. And I don't know where he's gonna end up. I think he could be either way, like, flip a coin right now. But no, he's clearly a guy that can go out there and, similar to DeJuan Jones, put himself firmly in that first round talk. That, I mean, if he isn't already, you know, it's kind of like a hush hush. Kind of like a hush-hush first-round talk right now, yeah.
It feels like each Senior Bowl, there's a small school offensive lineman who shows up, and then they leave the week kind of starting to get that, like last year, Cole Strange, for example.
Yeah.
And it feels like we always have, like, whether they reach that first round or not, we have a small school offensive lineman who has a great week and really elevates themselves. And it feels very likely it'll be Cody Mock, especially if we're looking at him playing a little bit more inside, because I think he's one of the most explosive run blockers in this class. Mm-hmm. And he is just the ability to kind of reach that second level and just take guys for a ride. He's got that SOB in him. And I think when you watch him, kind of the concern with him at left tackle for North Dakota State, like, his feet aren't the best. He's not super natural in pass pro. But if I kick him inside a guard, I think he could be a star.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm with you. I wouldn't be surprised if he's viewed consensus top 3 interior offensive linemen in this class. Maybe if you're leaving Skoronski at tackle,
mm-hmm.
Mock could leave the week as the number one interior offensive lineman.
Yeah, I think luckily for him, there's a void to fill at both spots. Like you said, he could be the number one IOL, or he could be in the next group of tackles. You know, like either way, there's a clear spot for him to sneak up and potentially be like in the 20s. Yeah, no, I agree. Also on the offensive line, just seeing Curtis McClendon too, the big old hoss, like just coming up from the mocks. That's gonna be a ton of fun. And now I don't think he's gonna make a similar jump to Cody Mock, and he's got, you know, more to prove there, absolutely. But I think he could also have a nice week for himself.
Yeah, Chattanooga, just Senior Bowl factory.
Basically.
Hey, and don't forget Joey Fisher, Tyson Bagent's teammate.
He's there, baby.
He's there. Going to most to prove on offense, my number one guy is a guy you actually already mentioned, and that's Jalen Duncan.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
The Maryland left tackle who, over the summer, I think, pretty much everyone viewed him as one of the top senior offensive mm-hmm. linemen in the country. 6'6", 320, really good athlete. And then this season, it was a little up and down. You saw some good, like, what was it, the Michigan game where he put together a really great performance. Didn't look so good against Ohio State.
Yeah.
It's just, like, consistency with him. A lot of that has to do with technique. Like, his hand use can be a little inconsistent. But if you can fix those technique things, I think you've got a really interesting offensive line prospect. I think a guy who could be one of the first day two tackles. And if he comes out this week and you see those improvements and you'll get a really good look at those in one-on-ones against this interesting pass rushing group, he could really help himself, or he could really hurt himself. I mean, if he goes out there and has a bunk week, I mean...
He's such a boomer bust week, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I put his name here. And also, I know running backs aren't usually like the stars, but in a more positive light, how about Roschon Johnson? Like a guy who's been in Bijan Robinson's shadow for clearly obvious reasons. The people who know he's a fucking dog in his own right. I think he's going to go shine. I just think this is a chip on the shoulder, most to prove for him. Not the questions coming in, but he's got the most to prove. And I think he's going to come out as a star this week.
I like that. I mean, I think the thing, too, is one, running backs just don't get a lot of buzz at these types of things. But you're right in that, like, if you know with him. And I think so many of the draft Twitter people know. But maybe, yeah, like, more so the general NFL fans who kind of plug into the draft
mm-hmm.
around this time of year, they'll start to hear the buzz.
And they all know Bijan, but yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I think is he your top rated Senior Bowl back?
Yeah.
Close,
but right now he is.
Yeah, like him, Kenny McIntosh and Tyjae Spears kind are all really close for me.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think what you're going to get with Roschon Johnson is he'll be the best one in pass protection.
Exactly.
He's one of the best, if not the best, blocking backs in the class.
He's built a shine. He's built a shine in this. I mean,
yeah.
I do want to say, like, I don't think he's poor receiving the ball or anything either.
No, I think he's got good hands.
He does. So I think he can, you know, just show that off, and then combine that with the fact that he's going to just absolutely kill it in pass protection.
And most improve on defense, I think you can go back to the trench play, and I think it's Isaiah Foskey, kind of similarly to Jalen Duncan, right?
Yep.
Super athletic guy, a lot of buzz heading into the season.
Yep.
Kind of one of those guys who everyone's known his name for a couple years. He plays at a premier program, put up big numbers. So easy guy to mock in the first round, but as you kind of take a closer look, he's more of a day two guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this week will kind of dictate how early, because, again, deep edge rusher class.
Yeah.
Like, he's top 10 edge rusher in this class, but I don't think he's top 5. Well, but he's also...
Yeah, sorry, just to touch on the buzz, like, don't forget, middle of last season, he was getting, like, top 15, top 20 talk. So it's been, it's been a long buzz, and it's just only slipped and slipped.
And with him, it's like, he's great get-off, he can generate power, but he just... He's not the most bendy athlete, and he doesn't really use his hands. So seeing him kind of unlock a pass mm-hmm. rush plan, kind of develop a deeper pass rush repertoire, like, can he have
if the athleticism doesn't work in a rush, does he have a move? Does he have any counters? Like, seeing that at a closer look? Because I think he's going to be he's very much a day two guy, but the athleticism, if he like has a great week and blows up the combine, maybe he sneaks in the background of the first round. Who knows?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. With the pedigree, too, like you touched on earlier. He was my top guy. I'll give you one more. Similar effect, but especially with the IDL group kind of weird and thin here. Another guy who's had lots of hype, not to the same point as Foskey, but Keanu Benton from Wisconsin, who, at some points, people have really propped him up. I didn't think he had a great year. I haven't dug in as much as I should have on the tape yet, but, you know, a guy whose stock has kind of slipped a little bit. And with a thin group on the IDL in this team, like, he's kind of expected to go out there and be the best, I feel like.
Yeah, he's my fifth or sixth rated interior defensive lineman in this class.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly top dog on this team, and clearly a top two interior defensive lineman at the whole Senior Bowl. Seeing what he can bring pass rush wise will be interesting, because like he's kind of that modern nose tackle where he's not massive. He's a good build, a good 315. He holds the point really well, kind of absorb. Like, I know what he can do as a run defender, but I feel like those types of guys to move up the board need to kind of show they can add something on pass rush downs, right? And so seeing that this week, I think you're right. Like, could he be I see him more as a back end, a day two guy. Could he be a top 60 selection?
Yeah. I mean, he's always had like some of the push the pocket consistently, and he's had the glimpses, I feel like, as a pass rusher, but. Yeah, doing that consistently, like you just said, is huge for him.
Especially in a nose tackle class where, again, I feel like this interior defensive line class lacks some depth, but there's a lot of very solid nose tackle prospects, nose tackle one tech type guys.
Yeah.
So can he separate himself from that group, right? Like, I think right now most people's top two kind of nose tackle one tech guys are Siaka Aika and Mozzie Smith. So Benton's got an opportunity to kind of get a jump on them a little bit here.
Yeah, exactly.
Who puts themselves in the first round combo? We've talked about a couple guys already.
Mock and Dwan Jones, I think.
Yeah, I think on offense, those are definitely the two, right?
Yeah, and another guy we talked about, and to a lesser extent, Jalen Duncan too. Like we said, boomer bust though.
So tell me why Ronnie Bell gets himself
in the first. Look, hey, more on Ronnie Bell later. No joking there. But I think the only guy, I mean, Keon White's got the chance, maybe.
Well, I put down just one of these pass rushers, right?
Yeah, that's like, true, absolutely.
Foskey and Keon White, I feel like, are the two guys I would best, like, they're my two highest rated guys, two of the best bets. I don't know, Andre Carter was being mocked there, so, like, I never saw that, but. Who knows? It's the NFL, right? Like, if the Seahawks have a pick, like, it could be him.
Exactly. How about
that?
Go ahead. No, sorry. Keep going.
No, you go.
I was just going to say JL Skinner on the back end.
I was going to say, I think, after, like, you put down one of these pass rushers and then one of these safeties.
Mm-hmm.
I put down Ronnie Hickman, actually.
See, well, he's already game mocked in the first, Rob, so.
It's just me and Chad Reuter.
Yeah, I mean, I think Hickman or Skinner, I would bet on Skinner, but you're biased. I know it's okay, but yeah, no, I think definitely between the two of them, I mean possibly both, but one of them's got a great opportunity. Like that part of the safety group is, I mean, we talked about Christopher Smith and Jamie Robinson yesterday, and they could both do it too. The fun thing is between these four guys, and really it's between those four guys. I mean, other guys too, but Sidney Brown. I mean, but like we're gonna get safeties coming out of this week. Like, clear dude safeties. I feel like that's that. Like, the safety play and the trench play is what we're watching this week.
Yeah, it's the safety play is just really good with the senior class.
It is. It really is.
I got, I think, three safeties in this group that are in my top 10 just on this national team.
Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
And then a fourth who's top 15. But yeah, so I'll go Ronnie Hickman from that group, though, just because similar to what we were saying about Jamie Robinson yesterday, and that Hickman can kind of play all over. He played down low. He played kind of this overhang big nickel role. He was in the box a lot. He can match up with tight ends. Super physical guy. I thought he showed really great instincts both against the run and in coverage. I think he can maybe be that Jalen Petrie type Swiss Army knife at the Senior Bowl. So that's why I go with him. But like JL Skinner being 6'4". And
plus I just feel like the eyes weren't on him as much at Boise, especially this year. I don't like he didn't. I thought obviously the buzz was there in the summer, but it just felt like it didn't build. So to me, this is the week for him to go out and build it. And I mean, he's got some easier matchups at tight end to show off in coverage, you know. And if he ever has to cover a receiver, it's not that hard for him either. But like, I feel like he's just got such. I mean, Hickman. You could say all that same things about Hickman too. So I think between the two of them, and they have a lot going for them this week. But Skinner's got the fact that he's a massive human being that is always going to help.
And played single high at times.
Yeah.
The poor man's Kyle Hamilton.
he pretty much is.
All right, you want to get into one-on-one talk?
Yeah, let's do it.
So IOL versus IDL, I think you just have to put Cody Mock here. For at least I did. I want to see Cody Mock take on Keanu Benton because,
yeah, that's a good one.
Like we were saying with Benton, what can he add as a pass rusher? And for Mock, a guy who's a really great athlete, former tight end, I think one of my knocks on him was you can kind of push him back a little bit. I want to see that anchor against pure power. I want to see him kind of get that hand placement right, not just lean on being an athlete. So I'm excited to see that one.
And he's going to get lots of looks there too, and like when he plays outside as well. That's a good one. You know what I did? I went the unstoppable force against the immovable object and went Curtis McClendon versus Gerard Clark. Because when these hog mollies meet, there's going to be a fucking seismic event in Mobile. I just love it. I'm going to just a big old sumo.
Bashing skulls?
Ooh, yeah. I went low key, but I think that's going to be a fun one.
I like that. Kona tackle versus edge. I just went with two monsters. DeJuan Jones taking on Keon White, to me, like...
It's a good one.
That is a ridiculous amount of size.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's like the inside version. I love that. I went DeJuan Jones versus Andre Carter. Because I think double
that's
prove it.
That's an interesting one.
I think double prove it, yeah.
You just love height.
Oh yeah. The tallest,
taller?
The taller man wins. That's what they always say.
But yeah, I feel like you can kind of pick DeJuan Jones against a lot of these different edge guys. Yeah. Or even Jalen Duncan against them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Running back, linebacker. To me, you have to go to the Texas twosome of Roschon Johnson against DeMarvian Overshown.
That's a good one,
Because I think Roschon Johnson is big but can catch the football. And Overshown's a really fluid linebacker. I think he'll be the best cover linebacker there. And I always love the teammate battles.
Yeah, I agree with you about Overshown, who maybe is overshadowed right now. I don't know. I think he can make himself a lot of money this week. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where I feel about him because, I mean, we've been watching a guy we've been watching for years, kind of like up and down through his career, but that's a good pick. To me, I kind of went mix and match, choose your battle here between Evan Hall. I'll give you a straight up matchup, but you can
my
mix
guy?
And match. Evan Hall and Deion Henley. From Washington State, and Roschon versus Ivan Pace. Pace, like, those that's a big boy matchup, but, like, Roschon should get the best of Pace, but Pace proving he can cover is going to be huge for him this week.
Yeah.
And Hall versus Henley, a guy, you know, who is lighter, but, like, I don't love him in coverage. Hall is a guy I think is going to make a lot of money.
I think when you watch Henley, you're like, oh, man, this guy's a great run defender. And when you find out he's a former safety, you're like,
it's weird.
Because he just doesn't look good in coverage.
So that's going to be a huge question for him this week, yeah.
Wait, what? In Hall because he's my guy.
I love Evan. This guy Hall. Doesn't drop a ball.
Evan Hall's literally might have the best hands among running backs.
Exactly, and he just wrecks Burkhead. He just wrecks Burkhead.
I told you that. You can't take credit.
I'm not taking credit. Absolutely, he's wrecks Burkhead.
If Evan Hall shows up, I could do 40 minutes on this guy. If Evan Hall shows up and can hold up in pass pro, that's going to earn him a fifth-round pick, baby.
Absolutely. He's got a good opportunity there.
He does. Wide receiver corner.
I think a tougher one.
The wide receivers and the corners here are less interesting, I think, than the other team.
Agreed. So I kind of just went...
Teammates. Go teammates.
Oh, no, I didn't go teammates. I went potential on potential in Caillou Blue Kelly of Stanford versus Trey Palmer of Nebraska.
Okay, I went teammates because that's what I do when I don't know.
That's
and I
smart.
Went Elijah Higgins versus Caillou Blue Kelly. which Stanford man is better.
I think that's why I originally had it down. I'm like, you know, I was out there in Palo Alto all the time watching practice. I've seen it, right? This one, though, no one from Nebraska's ever been to California. So St. Palmer, who's does he have the biggest potential of this group?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Wide receiver room's real weird.
Ronnie Bell's the best. I'm going to put that out there. But Palmer's got the best potential. So seeing him against Kyle Blue-Kelly, who
definitely
the best corner, has the best traits. So I think that's the premier matchup on this squad.
Got bloodlines too. Son of Brian Kelly, the corner for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the early 2000s. Kyle Blue-Kelly, I think, clearly, like, the best man-to-man corner here. Great feet. You can see the athleticism. He's got some good length to him, too. So the wide receiver room is going to be interesting to watch him match up, just because it's a really weird mix of guys. Like, you mentioned Palmer, who's – I think Palmer's a speed merchant, right? Like, great athlete. Higgins is 230 pounds. And then Ronnie Bell's more of that classic route-running slot receiver. Like, I think all three of those guys – pick your poison with any of them. Just going against Kyle Blue-Kelly is the most interesting matchup.
That's a good one.
And then tight end safety, where it's like the safeties are so fun. The tight ends are, I don't know. I went with Josh Wiley against JL Skinner. Josh Wiley's like 6'7", the Cincinnati tight end, and JL Skinner's 6'4", so just height merchants.
Yeah, agreed. I think that's clearly the one. Do you see that, like, Wiley's kind of got that fullback / tight end, which doesn't make any sense to me.
It's weird. Like, Braden Willis for the other team makes so much sense.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And then Josh Wiley, who's, like, this tall, lean, athletic tight end. I was very shocked to see that.
It was weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just NFL making stuff up. But, yeah, I think that's clearly the highlight in this position, and there's not that much to say.
No. And with that being said, position group time. Going to the running backs. We've waxed poetic about Roschon Johnson, who is, I think, the most talented, ends up the biggest riser, and is my personal favorite.
Yeah, I put someone else for personal favorite because I just didn't want to only do Roschon, but definitely. I think he's going to come out this week a star, man. I do. I really do.
He's going to, like Damian Pierce last year, he's going to show how physical and willing he is in pass pro, look just nice and dandy catching the football, and also look like a professional running back. Like, he is built, right? Like, he's going to be 6'1", 225, and he's an underrated athlete.
I think he got such a great draw. Like, not being with McIntosh or Spears and, like, having them, you know, show up against each other. He, you know, every other running back here has got, like, questions in some form. Yeah. Not that Roschon doesn't. You know, of course he does. But, like you said, he looks the most pro.
He's also interesting because, like, former quarterback who for Texas – was the number two running back to the best running back in this class. NFL teams are going to like that he didn't transfer, I'm sure. Was their Wildcat quarterback,
you know,
fullback, and H-back.
If they want to win the Senior Bowl, I say bench all the quarterbacks just to do Roschon Wildcat.
Roschon should also have the fullback designation for this team because he's the best fullback
on
this roster.
Absolutely true. Yeah, absolutely true.
Okay, who'd you put instead for personal favorite?
So even for biggest riser, I put Evan Hall. We talked about him already. I think it's Roschon, but I wanted to mix it up.
Trying to steal my Evan Hall thunder.
But no, personal favorite.
I hate you.
Obviously, my personal favorite is Cameron Peoples.
Yeah, who I think another interesting guy because I feel like one, because it was App State, so like more people watch App State than most Group of Five programs.
Yeah.
He was ultra productive. He's massive. He's had some buzz. I feel like it's just gone now, though. Like, no one really talks about him. So, good opportunity for him to help himself. Reminds me of Latavius Murray.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big old horse. But, like, I feel like this, just the Senior Bowl setting isn't great, like, just in terms of what they do there. Like, he might be a guy that, like, goes out and has a really good game. But, like, during the week, it's like, you know, you didn't see it too much. So, not that it's a make or break, because, like you said, the buzz is kind of gone. But he can help himself, but I don't know how much it's going to come. But I think he could have a go out in a good game.
So he's your biggest riser?
No, he's my personal favorite.
No, he's your personal favorite. Evan Hall's your biggest riser. Yeah, Evan Hall's interesting. I put him for sleeper. I feel like he's the only one of these running backs who...
I put Hall for sleeper, too. Yeah.
Yeah, no one really talked about him. You throw on the Ohio State game this year if he's like trying to do everything for them.
Yep.
not a great athlete, so this is a great week for him to kind of answer, I think, the athletic question marks. But
he's got that. Okay, not to be too blunt here. Okay, please don't let me be too blunt here. He has that sneaky athleticism. In terms of like, you watch him on tape and it's like, okay, he's not going to get away from this. And he just kind of keeps on scooting a little bit, you know? He's not very athletic. He's not even sneaky athletic. He's just like, you watch him on the field and he's moving.
Got good short area quickness. Yeah. But like, yeah. I feel like he doesn't have one trait as a runner that gets you ultra excited, like decent, okay vision, decent contact balance, not super elusive, not the biggest, most powerful guy either.
Yeah.
But he just catches the football so damn well.
Yeah.
And so if he can come out and show he can pass pro, like, that's going to be massive for his stock.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think most approved is Chase Brown. Is that where we're landing?
I put a combo of Peoples and Brown.
Yeah. That's fair.
For different reasons. Like, yeah. Peoples, I think, again, like, he's massive. How athletic does he look? And for Brown, we know he's a great athlete, but was super productive for Illinois. But how does he look kind of running inside the tackles?
Mm-hmm.
Is he big enough? Like, he's one of the smaller guys. I think he's very decisive and explosive. He's my second highest rated running back here.
Yeah, but it's another guy who I just think the event isn't that helpful for him. I don't know. But, yeah, no, I agree with you. I just...
Yeah, his issue is, like, he might really struggle in the pass pro stuff.
Yeah, he might. Definitely. But, like, I think he'll look really good in team, like you just said, with the vision and everything. But, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. He reminds me, like, he could be... Like, if he ended up in the Shanahan system, I could just see him being a very productive runner, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Or in the Mike McDaniel system.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to those running backs they found, like Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson,
yeah,
Elijah Mitchell. A little undersized, but very decisive and straight line explosive.
No, for sure.
Going to the wide receiver room, where, like we said, it's not a great, great group. Like, I think if you take yesterday's group, who we also didn't think was amazing, like, the third receiver from the American would be my number one receiver for the National.
Yeah, they didn't split it very well.
But that being said, who's your highest rated or most talented guy here?
It's Ronnie Bell, baby. Where I think Palmer's got the high end, and I think that's why he's my biggest riser. Ronnie Bell's my personal favorite, and I think he's the best. I just think that, like, Ronnie Bell got a great cut here because he's just going to go out and, like you said, that slot dude, that professional type of dude, just go in, run good routes and ho-hum, catch the ball. Not going to blow anyone away, but just consistent, I think, is what he's going to be.
I think Elijah Higgins is – well, I know he's my number one rated guy here. I think he's the most talented guy. The thing with him – and we've heard, like, he might be moonlighting at tight end,
yeah,
which is interesting. He has, I think, the best ball skills here. He's a huge frame, 6'3", 235, like a power slot. Great contested catch ability. I just want to see, like, what's he look like running routes? Like, is he athletic enough to be a receiver? Like, could he be more of that H-back type at the next level? Could he be the Chigakonkwo, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's the fullback in the room.
That's actually a good point.
But yeah, no, I just think he is the most talented, but he's also has a far less clear path to NFL.
Yeah, that's fair.
Starting role than Ronnie Bell and Trey Palmer.
That's fair. Absolutely.
And that being said, biggest rise of the week for me is Trey Palmer, because the flashes of explosive downfield athleticism, yak ability in space, LSU transferred to Nebraska, finally broke out this year. I want to see how he looks as a route runner. Didn't run like a crazy route tree or anything for the Cornhuskers, but definitely the most athletic guy in this group.
Yeah, exactly. And I totally agree. He's got the best chance. Who'd you put for your personal favorite? Mine, obviously.
Hey, mine is Palmer.
Okay, yeah. I think he's. You're right. Higgins and him, because of the upside and the talent, have the easiest path to being big risers. And I think Ronnie Bell's just got the easiest path to having a consistent week.
And I put Higgins for most improved basically for everything I've said already.
You know what? I put Jaden Reed, Michigan State, who I feel like had, what was it, Buzz last year, the year before? speedy dude. 1,000 yards
yeah, in 2021.
Exactly, and then it just all kind of disappears. So him getting there is great for himself. So I just want to see what he can go out and kind of reignite anything there.
Yeah, Western Michigan transfer, like you said, really fast. And you can see some of that in his route running too.
The hands a little bit hit and miss.
Yeah, that's like the big question mark.
Yeah, so just like in and out of routes, you know, catch and ball, that's going to be a big question.
Your boy Grant DuBose is my sleeper.
Oh, he's my sleeper too. Did you get eyes on him?
I got eyes on him.
He's pretty good, right?
He catches the ball quite well.
He does.
I thought good catch radius, kind of like an athletic kind of bendy 6'3", good body control.
But well built too. He's not like that lean 6'3". He's got some thickness. He's 200 that he got listed at. Good body control. He's good.
I want to see him run some routes.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's good.
Yeah, I want to see Puka Nacua a little closer look at him too, because he does some nice yak stuff, but he seems very raw.
Now let me ask. Okay, all that being said, do you think we're gonna have someone emerge from this group and be like? Do you think it's gonna be Higgins, or do you think it's just gonna be okay? That was a whatever
year. When you say emerge, I mean more like you mean like end up being a third round pick or something.
No, I just mean like a clear top dog in the Senior Bowl. That's it.
Yeah. And truthfully, I think Ronnie Bell has the clearest path to that.
Yeah, because I think he's going to just make it look the easiest.
Yeah, like you're like, that's a professional receiver. Like,
yeah.
Like, he reminds me a little bit of Sterling Shepard, right? Like, not some ultra game breaker or anything, but just a good, solid hands, smooth route runner. Like, he'll just look the most NFL ready.
I agree.
I think, like, you'll see more exciting plays from Higgins and Palmer.
Yes, yeah. I think that's good. I totally agree with you.
Okay, tight ends.
This is so uninteresting.
Not interesting at all. Like, yesterday, at least we had Luke Musgrave. And hey, Cam Latu would be my number one tight end in this room. Will Mallory might even be. I don't know. I think Josh Wiley, for the size and the athleticism, I guess, would be the most talented.
Okay, I'm going to, just let me run here. I think Wiley is the most talented. I think Allen is the most pro-ready, though.
Mm, yeah, because at minimum with Davis Allen, I think you're getting a number two who can block real well.
Exactly. Solid hands. Boring, but solid, absolutely. I think Wiley's going to be the biggest riser. Wiley's my favorite, and I think he's got the most to prove as well. Like, I think it's kind of all Wiley.
Is Payne Durham your sleeper?
And Payne Durham's my sleeper, yeah. But in terms of talent, I think it's Wiley. In terms of, I think Allen can just go be a solid tight end too, block well. Good frame, like you said, solid hands, and I just don't think he's going to be like anything special.
Yeah, I think again, Wiley's size and athleticism give him the best chance to kind of make some flashy plays this week.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I think the Davis Allen, Payne Durham look like tight end two, tight end three that are going to last in the league because of what they could do in line, but you're not maybe getting super excited. Although I will say, like, Davis Allen didn't get a lot of pass-catching opportunities at Clemson, so seeing a little closer look at that will be fun.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good one. Yeah, no, so sure.
Reaching for something?
It's going to be fun. Let's move on.
Okay, thank you. Tackles, the funnest group on offense. Most talented, highest rated. I got DeJuan Jones.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be a lot of guys we've already talked about. I put DeJuan Jones here. We talked about him a lot. I think the biggest riser. I mean, it depends. If you view Mock on the outside, which is kind of where I put him, I put for riser my favorite. I put Cody Mock.
I put, because the IOL group was lacking, I just That's put Mock in there.
Probably a good call. That's probably a good call. I don't know where he's going to end up. I think you're probably going to be right. He'll end up inside. But
biggest riser, though, I went with Jalen Duncan just because I think you'll see how big and athletic he is.
Yeah.
And, like, even if he doesn't have the, like, even if he has just an okay week, like, I think people will just be excited about how good he is.
Because I think, like, there's been worse tackles in terms of, like, on-field performance and technique and stuff that have been, like, the same type of athlete as Duncan is that have been propped up so much more. So I think you're right. Like, even if he doesn't look that great, I'm not saying he won't or anything, but even if he doesn't, I think he will rise purely from eyes.
Personal favorite for me is DeJuan.
I put Cody Mock, but I don't even know who my second personal favorite would be. It's probably
Ryan Hayes.
And Ryan Hayes, sorry, Ryan Hayes. Yeah, go blue, baby.
Most approved after Jalen Duncan. I think DeJuan Jones and Jalen Duncan have things they need to prove, but Blake Freeland, who we haven't really talked about, is a guy who's kind of been all over the place.
Yeah,
definitely a top 15 tackle. I like at times has been talked about as maybe a top five tackle, like, yeah, just jumping all over. Really athletic guy. I thought he was one of the best prospects we saw during bowl season. Really long, but and really good mirroring and pass pro. Just need to see that anchor.
Oh, yeah.
Need to see him be more physical. Need to see what he can, like, power he can generate in the run game.
Oh, yeah. So, like, seeing him against, like, Keon White, that's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Just seeing this, the, you know, his size, and just see if he can get under Freeland. Yeah, Freeland's absolutely, after Duncan, he's clear, they must approve. And for sleeper, I'm going with your guy, so I don't want to steal him, so you can mention him first.
Wait, for who?
Sleeper.
Oh, sleeper. Mine's Esteem Richards.
Yeah, I mean, mine is too. I like.
I didn't know you knew he was my guy. So
I knew he was your guy. I always know your guys, Rob. I always know your guys.
Yeah, I think another guy who maybe not as long, kick him inside
potentially. Yeah,
I thought he looked really athletic. Yeah. I thought looked really smooth in pass protection.
He's got really, yeah, he's light on his feet. He's kind of got that springy legs, you know, that kick step and everything. But, like, yeah, no, I like that lower body ability. I totally agree. Just smooth lower body and feet, and I think he can go out and make money.
And a guy who just no one's talking about.
No. And I haven't thought too much about that kick inside thing, but, like, so that's why I'm kind of just picturing it as we talk. I think that's interesting because he's got that kind of, like, that spring. And every time I like that spring, it helps in pass pro too. But always just think of it coming out off your stance and kind of helping blow guys off the line, right? No, I think that's interesting. But, yeah, I think he's definitely going to go out and I don't know if he's going to have that week where, like, oh, wow, this is a dude. But I think he's going to have that week where it's like, oh, this guy's really good. Like, it's just clean week, solid week, has the bits, has the pieces and everything, and I think he's going to help himself. I agree. I liked him. I know he's your guy, but I put him on knowing he's your guy, and I fell for him too, so.
Good. Interior offensive line. Again, I put Cody Mock here, so he was my most talented, highest rated, my biggest riser of the week, and my favorite, I think.
Yeah.
Seriously, it leaves the week as a definite top 50 type of player.
Yeah, agreed. And the rest of this group is kind of lacking. Like,
he's got three centers.
Yeah, I ended up putting Olu. I put Olu for my highest talent or most pro ready. And I think his stock is kind of all over the place. And he went out and proved it at Michigan this year, coming over from Virginia. And I think he's just going to have, like, a solid week. Nothing that's going to make you go, like, holy fuck, this guy's in the first round conversation. But just, like, solid week where I think you're going to, like, start looking at him, like, as a, you know, a guy that, you, like, there's always that early day three center that you're like, okay, we're pretty comfortable taking him here, and we think he could be starting pretty soon, and I think that's what Olu's going to do.
Yeah, I've got him for most approved because I want to see, like, is he strong enough, more powerful enough at the point of attack? Like, how does he look anchor-wise against some of these heftier sure. boys rushing the passer?
Yeah.
But I'm with you, like, he could really, it's a weak center class, he could really maybe end up being one of those early to mid day three centers who plays a long time in the league.
My biggest riser, I put Curtis McClendon. We talked about it a little bit, but, you know, the big boy coming over from Chattanooga, just small school guy, but, like, again, this group is kind of, like, lacking, so seeing what he can do, I think it's gonna help himself. And my personal favorite was Olu. Oh wait, I'm still running. My most approved was Jarrett Patterson from Notre Dame. We've, like, it feels like the hype for him has kind of been all over the place, and I'm not sure exactly how I feel, but I think he's another guy that's got to go improve it in one-on-ones, and I don't know. I feel like he's lost, like, in pass pro. I feel like he can kind of lose via power and via speed. Like,
yeah, I don't know if he's – like, I want to see how athletic he looks.
Yeah, I think he's solid, but, like, yeah, the athleticism is a question. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes the anchor isn't great. I don't know.
Like, I think he could be, like, a long-time backup center, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And my sleeper's Curtis McClendon, but I feel free to say Jake Andrews.
That's why my sleeper's Jake Andrews. Kind of like he's big, stout build. He's a run mauler. I think he's going to show up doing in the run drills. Pass pro is going to be the question for him. Yeah. But, no, I like him. I think he can absolutely come and make money for himself.
Was their starting center this year, but was starting right guard last year. So
yeah, so the versatility is already there. So that's a nice box to check for him.
Going to interior, weird group, interior D line, most talented, highest rated. I think it's Keanu Benton.
Clearly, it's Benton. Yeah,
who I think is the only guy who is probably goes on day two in this group.
Yeah, I don't even see anyone else that really has a shot.
My biggest riser, though, I put Carl Brooks.
Me too, yeah.
Green defensive lineman. Yeah. A guy who, at 6'4", 300, was playing more of like... Well, they play like a lot of three-man front, so he's playing like a lot of five-tech. But like, yeah, he's playing out of position because he should be a gap-shooting three-tech.
Exactly.
And the quickness is clear. So if he can come out and look good pass rushing and using that athleticism, I think it'd help him a lot.
He could be the biggest riser of this whole IDL group. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's all there. Again, I mentioned this on the show many times. With the crew called him Reggie White, or the coaches called him Reggie White. And I mean, like, throwing the Mac games, we watched the Mac action down the stretch, and he looked really good.
He's the Reggie White of the Mac.
He is the Reggie White of the Mac. But yeah, no, like, seeing him more truly, like, you know, like you said, as a three tech and inside full time, where he can just, you know, go on 1-on-1 drills and against this center group, it's gonna be good. And I think he's gonna rise, absolutely.
For my personal favorite, it's obviously Nesta Jade Silvera, the Arizona State interior defensive lineman who transferred there from Miami. I've a long time loved him. Mm-hmm. He just makes so many flash plays against the run. His leverage and quickness are really exciting. You see him blow stuff up. He'll walk interior offensive linemen back into running backs. I love watching him do that. Is he strong enough to hold up at the point? What can he add as a pass rusher? Can we see some pass rush moves? Can he use his hands? I love him, but we'll see.
I put him as my sleeper. Yeah, I agree with you. And my personal favorite has got to be Gerard Clark, our guy.
Yeah,
the big old hog, baby.
Who I put him for most approved just because, again, deep nose tackle class. A guy who's been talked about because those coastal teams got so much attention over the years. Yeah. A legit 340. Can he show he's athletic enough to play in the NFL?
Yep, that's always going to be a question. And my most approved was Benton, because, I had him earlier. We talked about it already.
My sleeper's Tyler Lacy, because I liked him over the summer.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, he offers versatility up front. Like, he lined up at edge, five-tech, and three-tech for them. Like, I think he can be, like, a guy in the rotation, like, because he adds that versatility, and he's athletic enough, and he adds a little bit of athleticism as a pass rusher.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Yeah, he's interesting. He could definitely like you said, with that versatility, he can kind of help himself. It's kind of like a low key. That's a good pick.
Going to edge, like we said, most talented, highest rated, whatever. I think it's Isaiah Foskey.
Yeah, it's Foskey, and even though he might be most approved too, but it is.
And then my biggest riser is Keon White, who I just love, and I think Keon White's going to have a lot of fans after this week.
I think that's a good choice. I put Keon White for my personal favorite. I already became a fan before the week, so I think I didn't watch that much at Georgia Tech this year, of course. But for my biggest riser, I put Adebowari, Northwestern.
That's your guy.
That's my guy. I think he's going to go out, and the athleticism is going to shine.
But if you put Adi there, who's your personal favorite?
Keon White. I just said. Yeah, I like Keon White. I mean, flip them, whatever. Who's your personal favorite?
I want you to flip them. You know who it is. It's Lonnie Phelps.
Yeah, of course.
I would betray everything I believe. Even though I love Keon White, it would betray everything I believe if I didn't put Lonnie Phelps. Because I think I discovered him. I'm pretty sure it was me.
Most approved is clearly Andre Carter. We've talked
about that. Wait, let me talk Lonnie.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, you're pausing for dramatic effect.
Just gathering my thoughts.
Gathering your thoughts. Sorry, please. 10 minutes on Lonnie. Go.
Lonnie looked good at Miami of Ohio opposite Dominique Robinson. Showed up to Kansas, looked pretty good still. I think nice athletic pass rusher who generates some surprising power, could use his hands a little bit, plays his ass off, though. That's the big thing. I want to see him. I'm so glad he made it. Most approved is Andre Carter, yes.
Yeah. And for sleeper, I put Nick Hampton. How about you?
Well, that's the thing. I think the most approved is interesting because... Andre Carter, but like to a lesser degree, yeah, Nick Hampton could be in there too, right?
Yeah,
like the
absolutely.
Nick Hampton love earlier in the year was pretty vast, but he's also 235 pounds, right?
Yeah, and but absolutely could be most approved. Yeah.
Athletic and surprisingly good hands.
Yeah, so I think like he's kind of another boom or bust week. I agree with you, but go ahead.
I was just gonna say too, like Yaya Diaby and DJ Johnson are two really good athletes. And DJ Johnson's still new to the position-ish. It's also weird because they've listed Hampton, Johnson, and Andre Carter at linebacker as well, so I don't know what that means. My sleeper, though, is Thomas Inkoom, who was the Bruce Smith of the Mac.
He was. It's a good group, like on the defensive line as a whole. Like it's you know, some groups were like struggling to talk about three guys, and this one like it's like 10 deep.
Yeah. All right, linebacker. I think the most talented is DeMarvian Overshown. Just the length, the fluidity. A guy who lined up all over that defense, including playing some overhang. Like I think he's got the best cover potential. Like this is not a great group of cover linebackers. I think he is the one guy here who has that potential.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I still think he's got a lot to prove though, because like he's got to go out and do it. And he's got to be more consistent. But no, I agree with him. Biggest riser, I put Cam Jones.
Me too.
Yeah, I think Cam Jones kind of like the quietly can go out and like the linebacker group as a whole. I mean, the whole class isn't that good. Like, I think he can just go be solid.
He's an explosive downhill guy, but clearly athletic. Like, how does that translate to coverage? They blitzed him a lot on passing downs.
Yeah.
So kind of seeing if he can play in coverage could help him a lot. So. I mean, you could say the same things about Ivan Pace there too, right? Like they blitzed the hell out of him on passing.
I put him for personal favorite.
I put him for most approved because of that. My personal favorite's honestly Deion Henley, the Washington State linebacker, because he's just a maniac as a run fitter, looks to take heads off.
I put Henley for most approved because of coverage.
Yeah, Henley was asked to cover more than Cam Jones and Pace, but all three of them. Like, I need to show that this week. And then, obviously, Carlton Marshall.
Yeah. That's why they don't have to, like, they put McIntosh and Spears on their team to kind of, like, to hide these linebackers. Jim knows what he's doing. And Carlton Marshall, the tackling monster, is clearly the sleeper. I don't know, man. What do you think he's going to look like? Like, he's gone out and done it week in, week out for years and years, and he's got the stats to prove it, obviously.
I'm just so excited to find out he's actually 5'7".
I love it. I hope the smaller he is, the more I'm going to like him. That's for sure.
What if he's the best in coverage? Then what? Move him to safety?
Yeah. Why not?
Going to corner, we said it off the top. Most talented, highest rates. Caillou Blue Kelly. He's also, I think, going to be the biggest riser because of that.
Yeah, I agree. I put Blue Kelly for highest rated, biggest riser, and personal favorite. But for riser, sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say I put someone else for personal favorite.
Okay.
But what are you gonna say?
For riser, I kind of like Ketron Smith. I think there's something there. I think
he's the sleeper.
Yeah,
he probably is. He started for like 4 years at Ole Miss, transferred to Kentucky. So like 4 or 5 years as a starter in the SEC, and he's 6'2".
Yeah. And he's pretty smooth for a guy his size, and like a name that like you know it's pretty like for a guy that's played as much as he has like you just said it's pretty quiet. No, great pick for sleeper. And a late call up, yeah, which is funky. A great pick for sleeper. I just think he's gonna end up being the biggest riser.
My personal favorite is Jacorian Bennett, who I just think is a really solid.
Yeah.
Man cover corner. He plays a lot of off man, and he looks good there. I thought he had like okay. He puts himself in the position constantly to make plays on the ball. He cannot catch. I watched him drop 2 interceptions against Purdue, but he had like 4 pass deflections in that game. Really good ball skills. Really solidly built, balanced corner.
Yes.
Not going to blow you. Like his footwork, I need to see him pedal a little bit more. And he's not the most fluid guy, but I think he's a very solid day three guy.
And kind of similarly to his ball skills, tackling, I think he puts himself in the right position often and doesn't make the play.
So yeah, he's not is it like physically aggressive as I would hope.
Yeah, I think that's because. But then he'll even kind of lose the angle. Like yeah, so I think good pick. Lots of questions to answer. I put Mekhi Blackmon.
I put Riley Moss.
I put Riley Moss as my sleeper because I didn't know what else to pluck. Even though Ketron Smith is a great pick because he's actually good.
Riley Moss apparently is an incredible athlete. I need to see that because I did not see that on tape.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. That's a great point. And Blackmon, I just feel like he's like the second biggest name in this group. I don't really know what like where he's going to end up. Solid dude. So I think just like going in and I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what he's going to do.
He's like very – I thought he was like – good hips, good feet, natural in man coverage, and he's got that like nickel to him. Like I think he's gonna be an NFL nickel, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right, finally the safeties. My top guy's Ronnie Hickman.
My top guy's Jael Skinner. We talked about both of them a lot though.
My biggest rise of the week is Jartavius Martin.
I went with Sidney Brown. Well, I guess, I mean, the rise has already happened, but I think it's going to keep on going.
The Illinois safeties, just draft them. Kirby Joseph proved it. Jartavius Martin, a guy who kind of bounces between playing single high and nickel for Illinois. I like him better deep because he looks very good in zone coverage. I think great eyes and instincts. Mm-hmm. Like natural fit in the NFL craze of two deep safeties. He'll look good back there. Good fluid hips. Very good tackler. Flies downhill. Really enjoy him.
Yeah, it's almost like a shame for someone like him that the safety group is so good. Because like if he was like at a different position this whole thing, he'd be shining. You know, he'd be a huge riser. But I think it's still gonna come. And Sidney Brown, the rise has already happened, but I think it's just gonna be like ignited. Yeah.
Sidney Brown's behind Jartavius Martin, isn't he?
I guess. I feel like they're kinda around the same range.
I got Martin as a top 10 safety. I think Sidney Brown's like 12 for me.
Mm-hmm.
But Sidney Brown's interesting because like he literally just plays in the box or flips outside to cover tight ends. Like he's a tight end guy only.
And he's gonna erase these tight ends, baby.
God.
My favorite is Skinner. Who'd you put for your favorite?
I put him as well. Just 6'4", watching that guy run the alley. A guy who was asked to play so many spots in that secondary. I think he'll be interesting as like an overhang tight end box guy, which he did at times, but also had to play too deep and single high a lot.
I think everywhere they put him, he looked pretty damn good though.
Yeah, he did. Says a lot for that athleticism at that size.
And I put Hickman for my most approved, just to like for all the. Go ahead, sorry.
No, you go.
No, just for everything we kind of talked about, he just got to go out and put it out there.
I put Sidney Brown here because I need to see it. Because again, like he only played in the box. Like that's not necessarily a role he'll find in the NFL. I need to see how he looks playing like more of a true safety role.
That's fair. And my sleeper, I got a guy. I like Daniel Scott a lot.
Buddy, I've been on Daniel Scott. Over the summer, I talked him up all summer.
I think you love Cal. So he's just an absolute missile. He's a missile. He's a lot of fun.
And it has good size. He does. He's going to be a special team star.
Oh, lock it in. Lock it in.
Yeah, you're right, though. He's super aggressive downhill. He's a great tackler, and his length helps him there, and well-built.
He's the Jay Ward of the West, is what I call him.
Well, come on. Jay Ward's my number one safety now, so.
No, but Scott, similar, kind of similar traits, except for the nickel coverage, but yeah, good.
I feel with, like, Scott's been, like, no one's really talked about him much, and he's been a bit of an afterthought, because, again, it's such a good safety room. I think he'll go and make some fans, right?
Like
Like he's been like the last 2 years, he was really good for Cal.
The aggressive dudes always make big fans at these.
And he's got such good size.
He does. Well built. I feel like he's a good athlete. Nice tackle range, finishing, and he's just super aggressive. Yeah.
The safety class is good size.
It is. I mean, you got Skinner. I mean, everything else is you know, everyone's gonna be a good size after that.
All right, next time we'll talk, we'll actually have takes about how they look this week, so that's exciting.
Wow. Good luck. Good luck to your national team, Rob.
I can't wait until Jim Nagy unveils the special teams players, because we couldn't talk about them this year because they still haven't been unveiled.